Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, last week we talked about the Earth swallowing up a man that was in Florida. Mm-hmm. They call it a sinkhole, okay? Right. But when the sinkhole is not just underneath your house, not in the hallway, not in the living room, not just in your bedroom, but under your bed, it's just things that make you go, You know what I'm saying? I mean, it went down 100 feet, and they couldn't even find the man anymore. He was gone. I mean, wow. In your bed, they opened the room. They heard screaming, sounded like a car crash, the brother said. Mm-hmm. And this poor guy. They looked in the hole, and all they saw was a mattress. So all they saw was a mattress. And they buried him in there. He was buried by the earth. Well, you know, many people have said, you know, it's a freak accident, you know, or sinkholes do happen in Florida. It has never been known to swallow a person, you know, in a home or nothing like that. They said it's the first time they've, you know, reported. But, you know, many people have just chalked that up to, you know, things just happen. Mm-hmm. It's just the earth. And, you know, we talked about, you know, biblical proportion. Let's not rule out God here. You know what I'm saying? This has happened before. God has opened the earth before.
Yeah.
And swallowed Moses. Up yeah. Korah and Korah's rebellion. What was going on? Korah thought that he was going to tell God, Moses, appointed leader, what was going to happen. And the Korah found out that you don't rebel against God. And those that were running with Korah found out that's not going to happen. It's like, guys, I want you to take 5 steps back 1 second. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and zoom. All of them were swallowed up. God takes that serious, and we're not necessarily saying that, you know, this. We don't know the motives of this man's heart enough like that, nor are we trying to project that on this individual. Mm-hmm. So we think it's a tragedy what happened to him. But, you know, it happened. Well, would you believe that you would believe, but just yesterday, just the other day, it's been reported that a golfer, Mark Mahal, in Waterloo, Illinois, in Missouri, was in the middle of playing golf, and he was swallowed up while playing golf.
He was with other friends.
Not the other friends, but him alone. Mm-hmm. And he went down 18 feet.
Wow.
18 feet. Dude, I've jumped. We've jumped 20 foot before. Remember when we jumped off that tree? I mean, that was like.
That was serious.
Is the earth below me when we jumped into a. a river. This wasn't wise, okay? But
yeah.
We shared on VFN Radio this unwise thing that we did many, many years ago. But we were climbing on this tree down this river we're going down, and we thought, oh, this is a cool thing to do. Crazy. And we jumped 20 feet off this tree into this huge lake, this huge river. Mm-hmm. And when you're falling, I mean, I've never jumped or fallen off of something where I'm wondering, okay, when am I going to land?
You know, I've fallen out of things that high.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Like a tree in my backyard when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, not me. But it's just that weird feeling that you have that rush. You imagine falling 20 feet in the dirt, and I'm not telling what you're banging up. I want you to listen to this Fox 5, this Fox just update. And quality is not the best, but I really want you to listen to just what happened here.
Every golfer knows you should avoid sand traps and water hazards and sinkholes on the course. A man now nursing a dislocated shoulder after the fairway opened up beneath him. Here's a picture of the hole. Happened on a course outside Waterloo, Illinois, not far from St. Louis, Missouri. It may not look like much of a thing from the surface, but the man who fell in the hole says it's about 18 feet deep in there. His buddies had to use a 12-foot ladder and some rope to help him get out. Sinkholes are no joke, obviously. You may recall a little more than a week ago, a naturally occurring sinkhole opened up near Tampa and killed a man after it swallowed his entire bedroom. Trace Gallagher has this live tonight. Where was he on the golf course when the ground just caved in?
Yeah, he was on the 14th fairway, Shep, and he says that he was walking over to check a yardage marker for one of his playing partners, and the ground got very soft, and then all of a sudden, the ground just kind of collapsed below him. He says it felt like he was falling for a very long time, saying, and I'm quoting here, the real scary part was I didn't know when I would hit bottom and what I would land on. Luckily, he hit a muddy bottom 18 feet down, but a local geologist says the ground apparently...
And how amazing is that? 18 feet wow. And didn't even know what he was going to land on.
Dude, that's a small hole. I mean, as far as diameter-wise.
It just looks like it just... I mean, it seems like the hole was just big enough just to take him, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you wouldn't have these pictures available for you on the torch, but it looks like two of these guys are leaning... they're laying on their bellies, which I don't know. That was, I guess I don't know. But they're laying on their bellies, trying to get as close to the hole as possible. Mm-hmm. And they're looking down, and... He injured his, he dislocated his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So here he is. The earth opens up underneath him. He falls 18 feet waiting to land.
Mm-hmm.
He dislocates his shoulder. And what's running through his mind is, oh my goodness, this happened to the guy in Florida. And they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
So his friends that were there, who were not swallowed up, by the way, they... get a 12-foot ladder. What was running through this man's mind while they were going off of a golf course? Now, if you've been on the golf course, it's like one huge park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they left for wherever they were playing to go wherever to get this 12-foot ladder to bring it back to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
What this man was thinking while he was down there, at any moment, these walls can cave in. At any moment, I can go down 500 feet.
Or keep going, yeah.
Keep going. And they stick a ladder down, and with rope, they were able to pull him. He couldn't even pull himself out. His shoulder was dislocated.
Mm.
And you think about, my goodness. I mean, this is not like coincidence. Uh-uh. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. You know, with scriptures, we wonder why sometimes things happen to certain people. When we see that in the Bible and it's to warn us.
Yeah.
It's to warn us. It's to be aware of what's happening so that we, we can take warning, so that we can be alerted, so that we can wake up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're sharing this on VFN radio. It's like, you know what? Things happen, and so many times people write them off. Oh, that'll never happen, or this freak accident, or...
That'll happen, or could happen to me, yeah.
Could you believe my luck? And we do have a segment on VFN Radio on the torch called Does Misfortune Follow? Does Misfortune Follow People? It's kind of trying to find the right title for you, but type in misfortune. And the question is yes. We're not necessarily saying that, again, we're not pronouncing anything on this man because we don't know,
mm-hmm.
Nor do we, pretend to know. But we're just saying, my goodness, I mean, a wise man looks at that and says, Lord, do I need to search my heart for anything? Do I, I don't want to end up, in a situation like that.
Exactly.
And a wise man just takes a look at everything and says, let's see, let's evaluate. Let's evaluate my life. Let's evaluate what's going on, because the earth opened 18 feet.
Mm.
And it's called Does Misfortune Follow Some People? And some people just have misfortune following them because they're just doing the wrong thing. It's not like, oh, I just had bad luck, or why does bad luck happen to me? Well, what are you doing? What are you attaching yourself to? If you put yourself in the place of evil, if you put yourself in the place where, God's blessing and favor and protection, there's protection for those that are with the Lord and under, his wings.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, share this analogy that I often share, and that's, if I'm walking with my children, or parents walking with their kids, and they're crossing a busy intersection, a busy street, and there's cars going, back and forth, and you tell a small child, hold my hand now, don't you let go, hold my hand. And if you're in a bigger city, you can really relate to this, but, any road, you're walking across the street with your child,
yeah.
And there's a lot of cars, and if the child removes his hand from your hand and literally just shoves your hand loose from him and runs out in the middle of the street and gets hit by a car, you didn't push your child in the street. Under that scenario, that child took your hand and snatched his hand off of yours and ran off to do what he wanted to do. And what did he do? The child would have put himself in harm's way. He would have put himself in a place that he had no business going outside mm-hmm. of the protection of the parent.
Right.
And oftentimes, how ridiculous would it be for that child to say, oh, my parent did this to me. My parent pushed me in there. And if it wasn't for my... Well, wait a second. They didn't push, under this scenario, the child into the street. The child took off on his own. And how many times did things happen in people's life where they're so quick to say that God did this, or, you know, why does bad luck happen to me? But they fail to look inwardly mm-hmm. and they fail to recognize that maybe
yeah.
I just brought this on myself.
Right. Well, that's why the Bible says you will reap what yep. you sow. I mean, come on.
That's good or bad.
Yeah, good or bad.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
We will reap it. And sometimes I think that folks feel that, you know, I just, if I admit that I'm wrong, then it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I really don't know. But it really takes a wise person. I think that people feel like they lose some sort of face or credibility when they fail to admit that they did something wrong. As long as I don't admit it, you know what I'm saying? I'm, mm-hmm. you know, so I deny it. That was not me. That was not my jacket, my Mets jacket. That was not that was not me in the Saints shirt. No, that, you know, that somehow there, you know, it didn't exist. But you raise, you know, you're I don't know. You rise up, I guess what I'm trying to say, in other people's eyes when you're able to look at a situation and you own up to your mistake and you say, you know what, that was me. You know, that I did that. I did that. And Lord, you know, I confess that as sin or a mistake or not using wisdom, whatever the case may be. And I repent from it. I want to learn from this. The Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, yet he gets up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So falling down is not the end of the world. Things will happen. The question is, what do you do? How do you respond to the failure? How do you respond to the setback? How do you respond to the situation that happened in your life? Do you take ownership for it? Do you sweep it under the rug? Or do you start looking in the mirror and saying, God, you know, through your grace, I want the truth. I want to deal with what's reality, with what is real. What is real? What happened here? Just the facts, right? Just the facts. And move from a position of reality, void from any kind of emotion or anything else, and just say, Lord, what's real? And trust in God's, you know, love for you, that there's nothing that we could do that could separate us from the love of God. And if you miss it on the torch, look for God stuck on you, the binding power of God's love. He's stuck on you. He loves you. Mm-hmm. And when you have a revelation of his love, you can clearly look at errors and failures and mistakes and say, you know what, God? That was me. I did that, and I ask you to forgive me, mm-hmm. and I ask you to give me the grace and the empowerment not to do that thing again. I want to learn from this. I want to use wisdom. And the situation with two men falling in the earth opening up underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and what's remarkable to me is the exact locations. I mean, when you see this picture, you're going to see a hole that it's like literally the size of maybe someone's body. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
it's not like this huge 10-foot wide hole. I mean, maybe 2 feet.
It's maybe 2 feet at most, at the widest point.
Think about it. And it's just like get right underneath his feet. It just seemed to open up. And it's for us to look at our lives and say, you know, Lord, you know, what's going on with me? You know, look inwardly. And just to evaluate our life and say, what if that was my last moment? And I'm sure that that man in there, I'm sure that he's stuck 18 feet in the ground waiting. I mean, those are probably the longest minutes of his life, waiting for his friends to bring him a ladder, to rescue him and pull him out. Let me tell you something. I bet he was evaluating every part of his life. Maybe you're right now stuck in a hole. Maybe right now you have a situation in your life where the bottom has fallen and you're in a spiritual sinkhole and you're stuck and you're wondering, could it get any worse? Is it over for me? I'm down. I'm out. This is over. Can anyone rescue me? And I want to tell you that God's arm is not too short. Mm-mm. That he'll reach down into the depth of your brokenness, of your sin, of your mess, of the bottomness of where you're at, and he'll pull you out if you cry out to him. Cry out to God. He'll rescue you every time. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.